mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the coming King's sculpture prayer garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core-10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Hi, folks, it's Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really? You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. As usual, every week here on our show, we have a miracle of the week. Max Griner does that for us. Max, what's our miracle of the week?
We have a lot to choose from, Roy. We really do, and they're genuine miracles. They're not, they're not made up. They're not fake. They're real biblical type miracles. And we'll share in more detail in later shows. But let me just share about the angels that are being seen and photographed up at the cross, the empty cross in Kerrville. They've come in a number of different forms. We've had thousands of pictures that have been taken showing one type of angel, which is a round ball of light, and it looks like an orb. We call them angel orbs. And in Ezekiel 1:15-22, Ezekiel talks about a type of angel that travels with the Holy Spirit, and it moves without turning. It's round. It has four rims, and it has eyes all around. And we're getting pictures of things that fit that description all around the cross. And you get them at night primarily, or when a flash is on. Apparently they radiate light. And I guess the angels radiate the light of Christ. But when you got a flash, you catch them. But it's also, for those of you wondering, thinking that's just dust or whatever, rain, and dust and rain, there is things you can get that are not real counterfeits. But I photographed these angel arms around the cross without any flash. And what I just did is I did a time-lapse photo of the cross, mm-hmm. and there's one big giant angel that looks like about the size of a beach ball that floats up and again and around, and I've got a dozen pictures of that. So that's one type of angel that's being photographed out there, and we've got the pictures on our website.
I was going to ask you if you had the pictures. That's the proof in the pudding, isn't it, be able to see those on the website, and I'm glad you have those.
All right.
Max, why? I know it sounds a simple question, but why are these people coming from all over the world to this cross?
You know, they come for different reasons. We believe the Holy Spirit is prompting them to come, whether they know it or not, because thousands of us are praying that God send people into this garden where they can come to know the true God, where they can come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But a lot of people think they're coming out of curiosity. They see this big sculpture on a hill. They see this sculpture of a warrior at the front that, look, you know, they think maybe Zeus or Thor or some mythological warrior, when actually it's Jesus Christ from Revelation 19:11. So curiosity draws some people. Some people are coming actually to see the art. They've heard about the monumental Christian art. And this is the only place on the planet where all of my big sculptures, Christian sculptures, are installed. And I've got my sculptures all over the world at different colleges, seminaries, ministries and stuff, but this is where they can all be seen. So some people do come to see the art, and my art of my friends of the Paddlefords and the Broussards that have also donated their art. Then it's also got the most dramatic views of Kerrville and some of the Texas Hill Country. So it's way up at 1,930 feet above sea level. And it's beautiful. And then some people come for the recreation, just, of course, something to do. We've got hiking trails. We've got places where people come out. We're going to have wildlife areas where people can see white-tailed deer and turkey that maybe have never seen Texas Hill Country wildlife. And then, of course, the last group that comes, which I didn't really know in advance they were going to be coming, but it's the desperate. You know, I just wanted to share Christ with millions of people. But when we put that cross up, it was like a people magnet, people that are coming that are in desperate situations, you know, all kinds. I mean, I could go on for hours, you know, drugs, alcohol, sexual abuse, suicide, you know, bankruptcy, adultery, just on and on and on. And people come to the cross, and they don't have to go through religion. They can come right to Jesus, and, you know, God is everywhere. But he is showing off in Kerrville, Texas, and he's meeting people.
And by the way, this is all free. There's no charge to go and see the cross.
Right.
Well, this is an important question, and it would be like a simple question, but I think this is probably one of the most profound questions that I could ask you is, how do you find God?
Well, Roy, the you know, the Bible says, if you seek me, you'll find me. And we have made a place where people can find God that won't go to a church. They won't listen to a Christian radio station. They won't go to a Billy Graham crusade. They won't read a Bible or pick up a Christian book. We have made a place where people can find God without going through organized religion. And so, you know, what we present to people is the pure scripture, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not denominational stuff. It's right out of the Bible. We have 77 Bible verses that explain who God is, that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah of the Jews, and that he is the way to eternal life in heaven. And so people can read those scriptures, those scripture tiles, and then read the plaques and come to a knowledge of Christ right there and pray, and it's happened thousands of times. And so, you know, it's the difference between relationship and a religion. Religion is everywhere. Religion kills you. I mean, a lot of people are being murdered in the name of religion now, and, you know, the false god Allah. I mean, it's you know, God is a God of love and real, and he wants a relationship with every single person. And this garden is open to anybody. It's all people are welcome. We don't care what your background is, but the one God that's honored here is the real God, and that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, if people are listening right now and they want to come to the cross, and they're thinking they might want to get more information about being saved, you've allowed for that, and there's some very specific things that tell you exactly how to be saved there at the cross.
Yeah, and I mean, again, in the cross itself,
inside the cross,
inside the cross, you can pray the prayers. It's all there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you've had laid down the foundation of the scripture from the Old and New Testament, and then the prayer plaques are inside that cross, and people can literally give their heart to Jesus right at that moment. But we also have, we give away thousands of free Bibles. We have literally given away thousands and thousands of free Bibles, and we have them right there near the cross where anybody can get a Bible. And we also have other literature from the Coming King Foundation that has the information in the plaques they can take away on a brochure. So if they want to think about it, if they want to remember what they prayed, they can do that.
And you have DVDs and audio CDs.
Yeah, right. We have the free CDs of the story, of the whole story of the garden and the vision and how all this came about and all the miracles as God's worked. We've given thousands and thousands away of those. Plus, we've made a little decal. God gave us an idea. It's the state of Texas. It's the state of Texas, a white decal. It goes in the back of your car. And then it has a star right over Kerrville. And then it has a picture of the empty cross over the state of Texas. So even that, we give away thousands of those free. And so you'll see cars driving all over the United States with the cross over
and
Texas.
That's got to make you feel good. You're 1,500 miles away and you see one of your little crosses.
Yeah. And see, again, it's a witnessing tool. So, and we've had stories of people saying they saw that decal on a car and said, "What does that mean?" And the person who drives that car can say, "Well, that's a cross and curve world, but let me tell you what that's about. It's about Jesus." Mm-hmm. And so it's a witnessing tool.
Right. Gifts.
Yeah. Well, part of what's available and is happening to people up there, they're being empowered, after they get born again, with the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul talks about chapter 12, and they pray to be empowered with the Holy Spirit and to live the effective Christian life. You got to have the power, and you know, first you got to be born again and saved, give your heart to Christ, confess your sins, but then after that you got to ask Him for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because that allows you to live the empowered life, to be a bold witness. That's what happened to those fishermen when Jesus, you know, the disciples, you know, they were just fishermen, and then they waited until they were empowered with the Holy Spirit, and they'd already received the Holy Spirit because Jesus had breathed on them. But He said, go and wait for this empowerment. And that's what happened at Pentecost. And from there, they went out with the power. And so people are coming into this cross and they're praying for those 9 gifts, and they are leaving full of power, full of the fire, to go out and witness for Jesus Christ around the world.
Well, I know for a fact I've met some people myself. I go up there every once in a while and just visit with people. And I've met a number of people that have been healed physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I've seen this myself, so it's not just something I'm listening to you tell me. I've had this experience myself by meeting these people. Share with us a little bit about the healings that are going on many different levels of
right.
the cross.
Right. Now, this is amazing, too. And, again, our roots are Southern Baptist, so this is kind of a stretch for us, was originally. But God's still a healer. Scripture says He is. People, thousands, millions of people since Christ was resurrected say He is still healing today. So it's not a myth. I mean, yes, God uses doctors. Yes, God uses medicine. Yes, He gives all the doctors their skills, even if they don't appreciate it.
But He goes direct sometimes.
But sometimes He can do it. He doesn't need the doctors. He can go. And so He still does supernatural, divine healing. And up at that cross, we've had instant healings and instant miracles of people that are physical. Like we had just real quick, one mother that brought her 2 daughters that had a lactose serious allergies their whole life, could never eat anything milk products, no ice cream in their whole life. These 2 girls, they pray inside the cross with one of our trustees, and they leave for San Antonio, and they sense something has happened. The mother goes over to the Baskin Robbins ice cream store and buys the girls their first ice cream. And they had no allergic reactions. They were healed from then on. And the mother sent me the pictures of the girls eating their first chocolate sundaes.
What? What an experience there. So there's miracles happening all over the place.
Yes, they're genuine miracles, healings. The gifts are being given. Angels are being photographed and
seen.
Yeah, I mean, the round angel arms, but also we have had photographs of figures, humanoid-type figures that have been photographed. And we've even had a blue cloud that came in. If you've watched the Ten Commandments movie and the death angel that moved through, you know, and killed the firstborn, that blue cloud, we've had a blue cloud like that come in, has been seen about five times. And last time it was with 300 ladies with a Women's Aglow convention that were there and came out one evening. And we had a service out there, a worship service. And the cloud, on a clear night, came in, and it was seen by over 100 ladies. And it hovered over the top of us. So these things are happening. Then the glory, the visible glory.
Yeah, the glory dust. Talk about the glory dust, because that's a neat experience. When the first time you have that happen, it like freaks you out. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this, I knew this miracle would happen when people got into the cross and connected, because it had been happening in our life since March 7th of 1999. But what's happening, and it's happening to thousands of people, as they come onto the property, many people are instantly sprinkled with what looks like glitter, tiny particles of glitter, and it forms on their hands and their faces and their Bibles, and it is unbelievable, and you just can't believe it's even happening. But it's coming out of thin air, and even people just at the bottom. I mean, most of the time it happens in the cross when people pray, but I've had people that entered the property and immediately are covered with this sparkling substance, and so when I see it, you know, if I see somebody with it forming on, I ask them, did you put on glitter makeup? And if they say
they look at you like, what?
Yeah. And it's real. It's genuine. You can go to our website, the Griner website. As a matter of fact, we have electron microscopes pictures from Texas A&M. They did an analysis of it, and it's an unknown metal that doesn't occur in the universe. And I asked the scientist, the president of the college, I said, is this any known metal? Is it in the elements chart, science and chemistry chart? And he said, it's not on there. How are you getting that? And I finally told him, and then he didn't want to talk too much more.
You should have told him that. we got a
evolution.
Deal on it. Hey, we'll make you a deal on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is one of our. We come to the last part every week. It's our visitors' comments. And it's one of my favorite because it gives a chance for everybody listening in to hear some of the responses that we get from people coming in from all over the country. And so, Sherry Griner is going to share with us again some of those comments. Sherry.
Okay. Here's one that says, I love my Jesus. He has healed my son of stage 4 cancer. Praise be to God. This one was anonymous. Another one said, I went there very depressed since my daughter ran away a month ago. She is only 16 and was in drugs and prostitution. I prayed in the garden and said, God, please either bring back my daughter or take this ache inside of my heart away. My daughter came back a week later after this visit. Thank you for this prayer.
You got another one for
got
us?
Got one more, Charlene?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, that cross saved my life. This is anonymous from a 22-year-old recovering heroin addict from Kerrville.
Mm-hmm. And it said he saved his life. The cross saved his life. Yeah.
Thank
we hear
you.
That a lot.
Thank you, Sherry. Max, any closing comments for us?
Just that God's up there, folks, and God's everywhere. You can find him just by calling out his name and Jesus Christ saying, I want to know you. But if you want to have an experience of the presence of God and you haven't ever had that before, we invite you to come to Kerrville, Texas, and experience the Holy Spirit on the mountain in the Texas Hill Country.
Max, Sherry, have a good week.
Thanks
for listening. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas.
Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really?
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life, according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecross@kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.